One Wisconsin bait wholesaler is upset with in-state requirements to test for VHS because not everyone plays by the same rules, he says. The bait seller from Grantsburg, who wants to remain anonymous, says out-of-state exporters do not have to abide by the same rules as in-state businesses, and that extra burden on him and fellow wholesalers is putting them out of business.
Everybody's been under the assumption that when they refer to certifying a load of fish or bait coming into the state, that this certification checks for VHS disease. And as of a couple days ago, we just discovered that there is no test that they're doing on this stuff coming in.
The Northwestern Wisconsin bait seller says the Ag and the DNR departments are testing incoming fish from Minnesota for numerous other diseases, but not for the deadly VHS. But how does he know that?
We've talked to Dr. Kivas of the Department of Agriculture just yesterday, and he said that they're not testing for that. We've been involved with the DNR law enforcement here, and they just told us yesterday that they're not testing for it.
But Donna Gilson of the Ag Department says the man is understandably upset because his livelihood is threatened, but he's mistaken. Gilson says she also spoke to Dr. Kebbis, who confirmed having a conversation with the bait wholesaler.
Dr. Kebbis said, yes, I spoke to him, and yes, I told him they don't need a lab test, but I also told him that they aren't susceptible to VHS, and that's why we don't require a lab test, and that they still do require a health certification or a health assessment, which includes a visual examination.
Gilson says about 45 species of fish are tested for VHS, but certain species, like the commonly used fathead minnows, are not susceptible to VHS and therefore are not tested. She says it just wouldn't make sense.
You know, it doesn't make economic sense. It doesn't make scientific sense. It would just be an undue expense, not only, you know, for the person shipping them, for the consumers at the end who ultimately have to pay for them.
VHS, or viral hemorrhagic septicemia, is a disease that causes fish to bleed to death. It does not pose a health threat to human beings, but a spread of the virus to Wisconsin lakes would be devastating to the state's recreational fish industry. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.